This daily Christian newscast is brought to you in partnership with SermonAudio.com.
It's Wednesday, May 23rd, AD 2018. This is The Worldview in 5 minutes. Heard at TheWorldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. President Donald Trump led the swearing-in ceremony for Gina Haspel, the first female CIA director in the agency's history yesterday, reports the Virginia Pilot. Haspel, a career officer, won Senate confirmation last week after a contentious process that focused on her role in the CIA's use of overseas prisons to torture suspects in hopes of gleaning information on terrorism after the September 11, 2001 attacks.
It took courage for her to say yes. In the face of a lot of very negative politics and what was supposed to be a negative vote. But I'll tell you, when you testified before the committee, it was over. There was not much they could say. There was nobody more qualified than you, and you are going to do a fantastic job, Gina.
The newly sworn-in CIA director shared her thoughts.
Let me begin by thanking President Trump for joining us today and for offering those kind words. Mr. President, it means a great deal to me and to the agency that you made time to come out to Langley for this ceremony. Thank you, Mr. President, for your confidence in me and your steadfast support of our mission and our people. It has been nearly 50 years since an operations officer rose up through the ranks to become the director, and after the experience of the last 2 months, I think I know why that is.
Catholic columnist Pat Buchanan is troubled by Pope Francis's assertion that God made anyone with sexual interest in their own sex. The pontiff said, quote, "You have to be happy with who you are," end quote. Buchanan writes, quote, "What makes this remarkable is that the Catechism of the Catholic Church, based on the Old and New Testament and tradition, has always taught that homosexuality is a moral disorder, a proclivity toward sexual relations that are unnatural and immoral. The idea that God is responsible for homosexual orientations, that the Pope and the Catholic Church are fine with men being attracted to one another, and that those so oriented should be happy with it, appears on its face to be heresy," end quote. A landmark study revealed that keeping children cocooned in ultra-clean homes away from other youngsters could trigger childhood leukemia, reports the Telegraph. Without sufficient immunity, if vulnerable youngsters catch even a relatively harmless virus like the flu, the immune system malfunctions, creating far more infection-fighting white blood cells than needed, causing leukemia. Former Yahoo and Warner Brothers chief executive Terry Semel, who has been diagnosed with Alzheimer's disease, has been placed in a care home against his wishes, according to a new legal filing by his son Eric, reports TheWrap.com. And finally, 8 former homosexuals and lesbians who are residents of California have released a video from a group Equipped to Love, resisting pending state legislation AB 2943, which would ban therapy for individuals with unwanted same-sex attraction, arguing their state government considers them frauds, reports the Christian Post.
I heard the Lord say to me in that still small voice, choose. And it wasn't an easy choice. It was a very hard choice. It's the hardest choice I've ever made. I ended up connecting with a Bible study of people that were like me, who were being transformed by following the Lord and His Word.
I'm more than just my sexuality. My identity is more than just who I'm attracted to, but my identity is that I am a Christian. I am in Christ, and that is the most important thing.
You know, I didn't pursue God for freedom of my sexuality. I pursued God for Him. But the outcome of that was that my sexuality, my self-identity began to change. And really, it wasn't too much longer after that, maybe within a year, that I began to develop affection for a man, which honestly was shocking. It was a little bit humiliating. I didn't believe that that was who I was. I didn't believe it was possible. Eventually, I married him. Today, we've been married for 13 years.
We lead a ministry called Equipped to Love to help equip the church to love LGBTQ people well. Change is possible because of Jesus' death on the cross. We can live a new life. We are a new creation in Christ Jesus.
1 Corinthians 6:9 through 11 asks, "Do you not know that the unrighteous will not inherit the kingdom of God? Do not be deceived. Neither the sexually immoral, nor idolaters, nor adulterers, nor men who practice homosexuality. And such were some of you. But you were washed. You were sanctified. You were justified in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ and by the Spirit of our God. And that's the World View in 5 minutes on this Wednesday, May 23rd in the year of our Lord, 2018. Subscribe by iTunes or email to our unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.